The state-regulated company that collects garbage in Juneau will start offering curbside recycling next month. Arrow Refuge plans to pick up commingled materials, including paper, cardboard, metal cans, and plastics, but not glass. Customers can opt into the service for $3.11 a month. Many Juneau residents have long clamored for curbside recycling, but not everyone is convinced that Arrow service is right for the community. As part of our statewide series on recycling, KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
If you want to recycle in Juneau right now, you have to go to the recycling center at the landfill. Every day, about 1,300 cars pass through the facility as residents separate their recyclables and ditch them in giant dumpsters. Middle school teacher Jay Watts says it's part of his weekly routine.
I bring mostly aluminum, some glass bottles, cardboard, paper, tin cans.
Watts says he would prefer the convenience of curbside recycling and plans to take a look at Arrow Refuse's new service as soon as it's available. He thinks other Juneau residents will do the same.
I've heard that there's less than 10% of the people in Juneau that recycle, so we could raise that percentage.
Like many Alaska communities, Juneau has limited landfill space. The current facility is likely to reach capacity in 23 years if residents continue to dump trash in it at the present rate. Arrow Refuse owns the state certificate to provide garbage collection in the capital city. The company has a contract with landfill operator Waste Management that covers its tipping fee, or the amount it pays to dispose of trash at the dump. Arrow General Manager Jeff Riley says extending the life of the landfill is the biggest reason the company is offering curbside recycling.
Not until that landfill was full would people completely appreciate how much the cost would increase to getting rid of their garbage.
Arrow will still take recyclables to the facility at the landfill, but the materials won't be separated as they are now. Instead, they'll be baled together and shipped to the lower 48, where they'll be sorted and sold on the recyclables market. Juneau resident and longtime recycling advocate Nancy Waterman is concerned the plan won't pencil out. Right now, she says separated materials can be worth more than twice as much as commingled, and the difference is growing.
Many Juneau people have been working diligently to get to the point of being able to have a curbside pickup system. But I'm still wondering whether co-mingled, baled material is the right way to ship our material back south.
The city and borough of Juneau is currently in negotiations with Waste Management to expand the separated recycling center at the landfill to make it easier for customers to recycle more materials. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.